This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Hey.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username as well. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Please do enjoy the various features that we share with you on the site. And, of course, we've got show prep right there on the front page of the website. Show topics as suggested by listeners like you. And you can actually create the content that you see right there. Now, right before the show, normally we kind of talk about amongst ourselves what are we interested in discussing on the radio. And usually when more than one of us brings the same story in independently of one another, because we never really talk about these things before we show up in the studio together, that's usually an indicator we should start with it. So let's start with it. You've got the story, and I did as well, Daryl, about the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who is now talking about rescheduling the Schedule One drug, marijuana, which has, of course, been made legal in a handful of states at this point. Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, I believe all have it legal. Even Washington, D.C. Legally allows you to have up to 2 ounces and growing up to six plants.
Although the rules in place in D.C., you're not legally allowed to sell cannabis. You're not legally allowed to purchase. You can gift someone a certain amount of cannabis, but then because it's still federally illegal,
you can't have it on federal property.
On federal property, which encompasses a vast majority of the district, and
that's
then
true.
There's also the restricted area of even private property that within a certain radius of the Capitol,
you can't smoke it outside.
You can't smoke it outside.
But nonetheless, things are changing when it comes to marijuana. I mean,
things are certainly better there than they are in a lot of places.
Right, and that's D.C., which is, you know, arguably one of the most statist government, pro-government places on Earth. And they have had some marijuana reform. So kudos to those places that have done that. Of course, the D.C. government is dragging its feet as much as it possibly can. What's the story?
Well, the D.C. government, as far as like the municipal government in D.C., they voted not too long ago to study allowing cannabis clubs to where people would be able to go somewhere to smoke cannabis. And that's, you know, in the study phase right now.
I guess when I said D.C. government, I meant the big government in D.C.
The federal government, yes. So the story that I have is from HuffPo, and former Attorney General Eric Holder says that he believes that cannabis should no longer be considered a Schedule One substance.
Did he just get convinced recently?
How courageous for him to come out now.
He had years to figure this out, and maybe that would have been the time to, when the DEA is going into marijuana shops in California and around the country, kicking the door in and stealing all the merchandise and the money and everything, and then not bringing charges, that might have been a time to do that.
And then it should be noted that in California, where they were doing these raids, cannabis is legal for medicinal purposes. Schedule One is the classification for the quote-unquote most dangerous drugs with no medical use.
Correct.
So why is it that a substance that is legal in, I believe, 24 or 25 states now for medical purposes is still considered by the federal government to have absolutely zero medical use? Even the feds recognize that crystal meth has a medicinal purpose.
Yes.
Crystal effing meth.
Disoxin. That's the legal name for it.
Yeah,
it's the brand name.
Medicinal crystal meth, perfectly legal. Medicinal cannabis, not so much at the federal level. Unless you're one of the four people that's lucky enough to have gotten in on this program back in the late 80s.
Right.
That got defunded in the 90s.
Wasn't it seven originally and it whittled down to four?
Seven, and then, a few of them have died because it's been 30 years almost. So Eric Holder says, quote, you know, we treat marijuana in the same way that we treat heroin now, and that clearly is not appropriate. So at a minimum, I think Congress needs to do that. Then I
that
think we need
reschedule.
To look at what happens in Colorado and what happens in Washington. Colorado and Washington, as you had already mentioned, Ian, have legalized recreational cannabis use
right.
over the past few years, as have Alaska, Oregon, and Washington. Washington, D.C., they mentioned, have followed suit. A number of other states have decriminalized possession of small amounts of cannabis. Now, one thing that I want to personally point out is that all of the locations, Alaska, Oregon, D.C., Washington State, and Colorado, the legalization or the tax and regulate scheme, as was adopted in everywhere except for D.C., was done through ballot initiative. It was
yeah.
not in any
sure.
of these places
no,
done
no brave
through
politicians
legislative.
Did this. This is all the people saying, we are sick and tired of your stupid crap. That the politicians just don't have the guts to stand up and do what people want, and the people stood up and did it themselves.
Right, and unfortunately, that's not something that we here in New Hampshire have the option of doing.
Nope.
And I know that there are, you know, some people
some
that would
argue
that not having initiative and referendum is actually better than having initiative and referendum because, well, somebody might put something really bad on the ballot.
They frequently do.
I'm one of those people, Daryl. In Florida, we had they would run a referendum by changing the state constitution.
That was the only way they could do it.
What's that?
That's the only way.
It's the only way they could do it, and they had to get 2/3 of the vote. But they didn't seem to have any problem doing that.
No.
Any kind.
Well, everything.
You know what?
There are some states that...
Hold on. Let me tell you about the super fast choo-choo. This is the best one. So they had a, you know, wouldn't it be a great idea to run a train from Tampa to Orlando to Miami? And that train could go, it could go super fast. And
bullet train.
Vote for that. You don't pay for it. You don't buy a ticket. You don't invest in the company. You just say, you give a nice free vote. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Passed with 70-something percent. And then about 5 years later, after they did nothing but million-dollar studies and eat a bunch of donuts, then they decide, well, let's pass something to get rid of the super-fast choo-choo. 70%. They did. No. I'm sorry. The
now,
average
there
voter.
There are some states that they have basically what I would consider to be limited referendum, meaning that the people can petition to repeal something that the legislature does, but they cannot add things
that would be an okay
to statute. And I can't even find anybody here in New Hampshire to sponsor that.
Yeah, you're just going to have to run for state rep, Daryl.
Yeah.
Oh, but there was one thing, Mark, in Florida that didn't pass. The medical marijuana provisions. That's the one they did not get enough votes on that. They were about 2% away from the requisite 2/3 requirement on that one.
And my guess is that even if I were able to find a rep to sponsor a referendum to where, you know, people could repeal something that the legislature passed, the 9,000-year-old Secretary of State would go in and personally testify against it
mm-hmm.
and be so incoherent as to where nobody knows what he's talking about, but they would then wind up saying, he's so smart. Because he says a lot of stuff that, you know, if you're 9,000 years old and you're throwing out facts and numbers, whether or not they're accurate or not, it
sounds legit.
It sounds legit. You know, well, he's been our Secretary of State for
30 plus
years.
He must know what he's doing.
He must know what he's doing, and we can't go against this wise old man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not going to happen anytime soon in New Hampshire. And I do like the argument that it's a good idea to not have the referendum, but I think Daryl's making a strong argument for the repealable referendums.
Right, and that's
addable.
Technically referendum. Initiative is where you can add things. So it's generally referred to as initiative and referendum to where you can either add stuff.
I did not know this.
Or you can repeal stuff.
You learned me something here tonight, Daryl. I appreciate that.
That's what I hope to do. Let's jump back into this article here from HuffPo. They say that Frontline conducted a wide-ranging interview on drug policy last year after Holder departed the administration, and they released it, it says on Tuesday, but it was actually a couple of weeks ago, along with the program's most recent documentary on the heroin crisis.
Does your story have the quote where he says the war's over? The war on drugs?
I am not entirely positive. I had to pull it up on my phone because my computer crashed.
I've got one where he's got an interesting thing to say here, so I definitely want to get that out. We'll continue the discussion here with former Attorney General Eric Holder, all of a sudden finding the courage to speak against the war on marijuana. 855-453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yeah, we're making fun of Eric Holder a little bit for being cowardly and only coming out after he leaves the Attorney General's position to talk about how marijuana should be rescheduled from Schedule 1. We'll continue down that that path here in moments. But our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Every day, I'm taking my Super Beats. What Super Beats is a supplement. It's food that helps you to increase your nitric oxide levels in your blood. If you're if you've been listening, you know that in 1998 a team was awarded the Nobel Prize for their research into nitric oxide and what it's able to do for the human body, including lowering blood pressure and increasing heart health and cardiovascular health. And if you live long enough, you're going to have cardiovascular issues. I do have high blood pressure, and I'm taking care of it naturally. Also, there's an energy boost that comes from Super Beats, and I think that it's sort of an obvious and palpable result. So if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. I think this product is great. Daryl, you're taking it too?
Yes.
Yep.
And I put it in my smoothies in the morning, and it has no taste.
It has a berry taste, but I drink it in water. I mix it up in water, just a couple of ounces. It's not that big of a deal. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see what it's doing. You can see the obvious results. Get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes to you with free shipping. It's a really great package, lots of value added to it. Just go to ftlbeats.com to check it out, or you can call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940.
All right, so our toll-free number tonight here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Skype username, lrn.fm. We're beating up on Eric Holder a little bit here for being a coward, but I think he should get some credit as well, because for anyone in the political sphere to come out, I mean, he's still got connections, he's still got people in the media who care what he say, and that's why this is a news story, because he's Eric Holder saying that, marijuana should be rescheduled, the former attorney general, which would mean, as the attorney general, he was the top cop in the United States of America. And so, yes, it would have been much more valuable had Eric Holder taken office in whenever it was, 2008 or 2010 or something like that?
I forget when became...
Was he a Bush guy? Or
no.
No, he was Obama.
He was Obama. I don't recall if he, became the attorney general at the very beginning of Obama's administration, or if there was somebody in there
Ashcroft
would have been under Bush.
I know. I just couldn't, I don't remember when Ashcroft left and who took over. I don't follow that real close. But yes, it would have been more valuable had he come out and said this, that marijuana should be rescheduled. Now, he hasn't said to which schedule it should be rescheduled, but he has said it should be rescheduled, and currently it's Schedule 1, which, as you pointed out, Daryl, means there's no accepted medical uses, which is ridiculous.
Except for all of the accepted medical uses, right, that are recognized by, I think it's 25 or 27 states.
And the countless doctors who also prescribe it as well.
Yes.
It's high time, so to speak, that this actually happen. And so kudos to him for saying this, even though it's a little bit too late.
It is a little too late now, although HuffPo does point out that he signaled his support for rescheduling cannabis as far back as 2014 when he was still the AG.
Oh, really?
During an interview with Katie Couric, he similarly questioned the wisdom of keeping cannabis in the same category as heroin, a drug that is rightly considered to have a high potential for abuse and dependence. But while the nation's former chief law enforcement officer has...
Cannabis in the same... Hold on. In the same category as heroin.
It is, yeah.
I thought heroin did have a therapeutic...
It does have medical use, but okay. It's one of those things where the government just ignores the medical uses for these drugs.
Okay.
I mean, heroin is a painkiller.
And a long-standing one. I remember you can go Google old advertisements for it.
Yes, heroin was created by the Bayer Corporation, and they soon realized that it was more addictive than morphine, which is something that when they created heroin, it was used as a way to get people unaddicted to morphine.
I bet it was pretty successful.
Well, as TJ the Spy has explained to us on the air, and I'm not going to do as good of a job as he does, what is it,
diacetyl morphine?
Morphine, I think is what it is. Anyway, he says that apparently when you take heroin, it acetylates in your body and becomes morphine, basically. So
yes.
It's essentially the same drug.
Okay.
Yes. So while Holder did express possibly some kind of support in the, I don't understand why this is in the same schedule while he was the Attorney General, he was hesitant to propose aggressive action to change it.
Wasn't that this, 2014, wasn't that around the same time Barack Obama came out and kind of said things about how marijuana isn't as dangerous as alcohol, and kind of there were some public statements that he made that made it sound like...
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At a congressional hearing in 2014, Holder said that he'd be, quote, more than glad to work with Congress, end quote, to reclassify cannabis.
Does Congress have to do that, or can the president just wave his pen and make it happen as the head of the executive branch?
I'm very glad you asked, because they have a handy infographic in the
Excellent.
Middle of this HuffPo article.
Thank you, HuffPo.
So the legislature could pass a law amending the Controlled Substances Act to transfer cannabis to another schedule or remove it from the schedules entirely as yep. they see fit. Or the Attorney General could receive a petition and forward that to the Secretary of Health and Human Services with request for scientific and medical evaluation. As an outside, we're interested outside parties, we could file a petition with the Attorney General. Or the Secretary of Health and Human Services could ask the Attorney General, and then, again, they would basically, we'll create a commission and look into it, and then Health and Human Services, under which the FDA is the responsive group, considers the following. Scientific evidence of pharmacological effect of the drug or substance, the state of current scientific knowledge regarding the drug or substance, and as of right now, because it's federally illegal, there are no studies,
yeah, right.
or very few studies, and what studies there are probably don't have the requisite number of people to where it's an accurate sample size, so then it's not really a scientific study anyway that could be considered. So, we need to look at scientific evidence that doesn't exist. They would then consider what, if any, risk to public health the substance might pose, the psychic and psychological dependence liability, and whether the substance is an immediate precursor of a substance already controlled.
So I guess I'm still wondering, why does the federal government have any business controlling any of this stuff?
Because Richard Nixon.
No, I don't care about what Richard Nixon did. If the federal government needed an amendment to make alcohol illegal back in the teens or whatever, and then needed an amendment to make it illegal again, then as far as I'm concerned, all recreational drugs should be legal left to the states.
Richard Nixon passed the Controlled Substances Act and then threatened to withhold federal
$10,000 or more to the IRS.
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Former Attorney General Eric Holder apparently has seen the light, at least in the area of the war on cannabis. And he's now coming out publicly and stating that it needs to be rescheduled. It's time that this happened. Unfortunately, he didn't really push for this at all while he was the Attorney General, even
Correct.
Though you are citing, Daryl, apparently some interview that he conducted back in 2014 where he kind of hinted that he might support such a thing.
And he also said at a congressional hearing that he would be more than glad to work with Congress.
But, of course, you know.
But he wasn't going to take the lead.
Right. Yeah, he didn't
but
do anything.
If you guys want to do something, then I'll come over and, like, hold a shovel and
I won't
look.
Oppose it, basically, right? Like, he's not going to stand in the way if Congress wants to do something. And so far, all Congress has done is do nothing about D.C. legalizing marijuana. Because,
Correct.
Because D.C., when the people in Washington, D.C. put forth the ballot initiative that then legalized up to 2 ounces, possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis and also growing, I believe, 6 plants, the federal government could have stood in the way of that. They could have said, no, you will not be legalizing. So even if the majority of people voted for this, as they did in D.C., the federal government can override anything that the D.C. government is doing.
Yes.
And so that was the big question with D.C. was, it was Congress going to even try to stop D.C. from legalizing, and they didn't even try.
They made rumblings, but they didn't try, right?
There was maybe a couple of them who rumbled, but yeah, there was no official proposal.
Yeah, I think John Boehner said, we're going to do something about this.
I'm going to burst into tears.
I'm telling you, we're going to do something about this. And then they didn't. Because yeah. what John Boehner was expecting or hoping is that the city council would have done something to overturn what the voters passed through that weird referendum sort of thing.
Well, I was just happy to see that they didn't try to stop it. Because that to me was sort of a tacit admission of, okay, something's happening here, and we don't want to stand in the way of this.
Like, right.
Even though we've been talking about how bad marijuana is for decades upon decades, and we've pursued this war on drugs to the point of putting peaceful people in prison all across the United States, the fact that they backed down and didn't try to stop it, I think, does show that times they are a-changing for the
And
better.
You had asked the question about how does something go about getting removed from the controlled substances list.
And you said Congress could do it, or...
Congress could do it, or through the executive branch, either the Attorney General could request the Secretary of Health and Human Services do something, and that's what we were going through is... what that process is, what the Health and Human Services would look at. So they would consider the scientific evidence that currently doesn't exist for cannabis.
Oh, there's a lot of evidence for cannabis.
Well, it's not what would be considered by the Department of Health and Human Services to be scientific because the sample sizes are too small.
Really?
Because it's federally illegal, so you can't do...
There have been some done, though. I mean, there have been some who've gotten permission from the DEA to do studies on various drugs.
Right, but again, they're too small of a sample size for the FDA to consider that to be scientific evidence.
Okay.
So you could look at that and then determine whether or not you believe it's scientific, but based on what I know, the FDA would say that's not a large enough sample size, therefore invalid. Look at what, if any, risk to public health. The psychic and psychological dependence liability, whether the substance is an immediate precursor of a substance that is already controlled, and then look at any medical and scientific consideration involving the substance's actual or relative potential for abuse, the history or current pattern of abuse, the scope, duration, and significance of the abuse.
I don't even know if, it would be hard to abuse marijuana. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like, because a lot of people...
You're going to give it a try, aren't you, buddy?
A lot of people use marijuana. Millions of Americans are users of marijuana. And one of the things the government is terrible at doing is differentiating between abuse and use.
Yes.
And so an abuser is someone who uses a drug to excess to the point where it's affecting his or her life. They aren't going to work on time. You know, their work performance has suffered or, you know, things are happening at home that otherwise wouldn't. They're not feeding their kids because they're buying drugs.
Isn't that kind of the thing about marijuana, though, is the suggestion? The question is that you become sort of lethargic. You don't ever get anything done. You just sit in mom's couch and
I can tell you firsthand that when I use cannabis for medicinal purposes, when I get in the strain or variant that I need and it takes effect, I become what I would consider to be laser focused. Meaning that I am super focused and
like
able
Adderall
to work, and I'm not distracted by stuff.
Huh. I think everybody's different, so not everyone is affected the same way. Our bodies
right, and
are
it
different.
Also depends on whether or not you're consuming indica, whether you're consuming sativa. What I need is a blend, and then it's like the best of both, basically.
Right. So, use versus abuse. The government very, very, they just don't acknowledge that use exists. To the government, if you're a user, you're an abuser. You can be treated as though you have an addiction and that there's a problem with you. even though many of the people within the government are users of drugs on their own. They are using alcohol, for instance, on a regular basis, or using caffeine or nicotine. So most drug users have their habit under control. They're able to use their drug of choice, whatever it might be, whether it's legal or illegal, and they're able to get to work the next day fine. And then that, to me, is not someone who's an abuser. Someone who's not feeding their kids, someone who's not paying the rent, someone who's dropping their responsibilities in return for doing their drugs, that's an abuser. When you've got someone who's hurting themselves or their family members indirectly by through their use of their drugs, that's an abuser. But I don't know of anybody who's ever been so far down the marijuana, you know, use spectrum that they've ever turned into an abuser. I suppose there could probably be some examples. I just don't know them personally. There's probably, if you look at all the workplaces in America, there's probably somebody who's been super irresponsible and has gotten stoned at work and, you know, and has crashed a forklift or something like that.
If you look at all the people that use alcohol,
right,
guarantee you there's a higher number of people that show up to work drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And can't function throughout the day without drinking on the job, then there are people that have to smoke a joint before they go to work, smoke during the day at work.
Yeah, most people who smoke at work are functional at work.
Yes.
And I totally agree with you. If somebody were to be drinking like that at work, it would be very easy to detect, and they could put people in serious jeopardy.
So then after the Health and Human Services, or rather the FDA, under the direction of Health and Human Services, considers what we had previously gone over, they would then make a recommendation to the Secretary of Health and Human Services to then submit to the Attorney General a recommendation to either control or not control the substance. If they recommend not control, then the Attorney General shall not control the drug or substance.
So
if they
AG
recommend controlled, then the AG will review the FDA's recommendation and the relevant facts to determine if the substance is, in fact, something that should be controlled.
So that was how to get something rescheduled, or was that how to get something scheduled in the first place?
That is how something either gets scheduled or rescheduled.
So the attorney just, what you just told me is there's this big, long, bureaucratic process of review,
yes,
and submission and review and, you know, task force or whatever, and then it goes to the AG, and then he reviews what they just reviewed, and then he ultimately decides whether or not to do something.
Right. If they say don't control,
he can't control.
Then he does not control.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't review.
I see.
But if they say control, then he could look over and say, hey, wait a second, you goofed up here.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, no.
But he can't just on his own re-look
at
something.
He can't on his own, but he can go to the Secretary of Health and Human Services
and start the process
and say, hey, take a look at this.
Which he did not do.
Which he did not do. But if he did and they came back and said control it, he could still at the very end say, no, you screwed up.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
So that doesn't answer my sort of original question on this. How is this constitutional?
It's not.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE will continue. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-453. And it turns out that Attorney General, or former Attorney General, Eric Holder has now finally come out of the closet when it comes to speaking out against the war on drugs, specifically the war on cannabis. But he actually does make a statement about the war on drugs. You've got a Huffington Post story, Daryl. We're not through it yet, but we'll get through more of that. And if they don't cite this quote, I definitely want to get it out there because he's got some good things to say. They're not, you know, libertarian positions or anything like that, but I think when politicians say the right thing, they should be applauded for it. So kudos to him for this.
He's not really a politician anymore, is he?
Well, yeah, no. He'll probably still be in the politician's
world. He's got some name
world.
Recognition.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll get snapped up by some corporation after this. But a lot of these guys keep kind of floating around in the
once he's
political
makes this,
world.
Once he gets back in, he's not going to have any spine. This is just getting him a little bit of attention. He sees Bernie Sanders getting some attention. And, oh, yeah, I could do that, too. So here's my question, Daryl.
Go ahead.
My question is, as the Attorney General, if he were the Attorney General, could he, and he's not, could he not just say, this is unconstitutional because back in the day when they
he
made alcohol.
Say that. He won't, but
well,
he could.
Back in the day, they made alcohol illegal by passing a constitutional amendment, which suggests that you needed a constitutional amendment to make alcohol illegal on the federal level. But somehow or another, cannabis and heroin and cocaine and all of these things on the federal level don't need a constitutional amendment. I would just suggest that, hey, if the one thing needed a constitutional amendment, they all do. So I'm going to need a ruling from the United States Supreme Court. Do they have standing to allow drugs to be legal within a state? Because I can see how the federal government might decide, you know what, you can't transport marijuana from Montana to Idaho. But I don't see how.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Interstate Commerce Clause. So, okay. But I don't see how they could do something within a state.
I still don't see how they would be able to prohibit it across state lines without a constitutional amendment.
Well, I'm happy to hear a constitutional lawyer argue one way or the other, but the federal government has some ability to control interstate commerce.
Right. So, well, let me answer the question that you just asked of could the attorney general say, I want the Supreme Court to make a ruling. He could say that, and the Supreme Court could come back and say, show us a case that is pending on this, because they're not just a group of people that you go to and say,
I know.
Oh, wise master, okay. Please tell me what you decree.
I'm 100% clear on that, but when I take over my position as Attorney General tomorrow, as appointed by the Obama administration for life, I will then say, hey, I am unwilling to prosecute to allow any prosecutions at a federal level of any crimes that do not cross state lines, because I don't think it's constitutional, until I get some ruling from the United States Supreme Court. Until that time, I'm not going to do anything. So, ball in your court there, bunch of eight people in cross-dressing moves.
So then what they would wind up doing, I can almost guarantee, is similar to what they do now when they try finding people that are looking for prostitutes, is they'll go out and they'll entice someone. Hey, I know you live here, but I need you to drive into Vermont to make this sell. I need you to, and they'll entice people to then cross state lines. I read a story about one of these undercovers, very attractive woman that, you know, she was 20-something, but she dressed up as a teenager, went into this high school, and for months, it was like 3 or 4 months, was flirting with the valedictorian and urging him, hey, I know you don't smoke, but I need you to get me some weed. I really need you.
Oh, I
need you. And
we talked about the story, yeah.
But, you know, like, there's all these other people, and she was like, no, but, you know,
I'll be your girlfriend.
I'll do things in the bedroom that other girls won't do.
Oh, I know
and
they'll
so
do
then
it.
Then he was like, okay, right. And he did it, and then as soon as he handed her the weed, he wound up getting busted, lost all of the scholarships that were offered. It was total entrapment, and sure, that's exactly what they'll do. Is, hey, Mark, I know that we just live, you know, 5 minutes away from each other, but we really need to go to the gas station across the bridge into Bellows Falls.
Well, since I've appointed myself the lifetime attorney general, which is a step down, by the way, from intergalactic king of everything, I would have an entrapment squad. So I'd have a squad of special.
They already have an entrapment squad. And they entrap people all the damn time.
No, the entrapment squad would go in and arrest the police officers that committed entrapment, as I define it. And I define it however I want.
Yeah, good luck getting a cop to arrest another cop, Mark.
Oh, no, when you hire them for that purpose, you can do it. Trust me. It doesn't have to be a big squad.
Every now and then the FBI will arrest some cops.
Every now and then.
Oh, well,
but generally, it's only one of those things to where, you know, they wind up making a big headline.
Yeah. You don't
or
think
they'll,
I can
they'll arrest somebody and, you know, like, hush, hush. Oh, yeah, we arrested this guy.
You don't think I can make
anything.
A quick trip back to New Hampshire, find six people that would be on my cop arresting squad, and then put them to work in Washington, D.C.?
I'm sure that there are some free staters that would love to arrest cops. I don't know how easy it would be to convince them to take a paycheck from the federal government.
Well, I'm sure I could find six.
All right. So are we done with this constitutional discussion here? Because clearly the government does lots
of
things that are unconstitutional.
Yeah,
like
they do it all
bombing
the time.
People all
like
around
everything.
The world.
Like almost everything. They do.
Yeah. Existing.
Yeah.
So I don't have any more quotes from Eric Holder, but right. I have a quote from the chairman of the Marijuana Majority Advocacy Group, Tom Angel, who believes that Holder could have done more to address rescheduling as Attorney General.
Mm.
Angel says, it's nice to have Holder's support for this sensible drug policy change, but it would have been a lot better if he'd exercised the power to get cannabis rescheduling done while he was still in office. We know that Holder and Obama are good friends, so I hope the former attorney general encourages his former boss and his successor, Loretta Lynch, to follow through during these final months of the administration to get the job done.
Here's a quote from Holder from truthinmedia.com, their version of this story. He credited Tea Party Republicans with helping to create the right timing for his push for criminal justice reforms while in office, and said, quote, "That was a surprising thing. As much as the country was, or at least the federal government, were drifting to the right, you were hearing things from people on the right that was supportive of this notion of the need for criminal justice reform. Now, coming at it from perhaps a different angle, in some ways, people on the right were talking about bankrupting the government, making sure we didn't spend as much money as we were on prisons, you know, $80 billion a year or so. So although on the federal side there was a drift to the right, a rise of the Tea Party caucus, even among them there was this notion that, yeah, we need to do something about our criminal justice system. So he said the timing was right." This is for, apparently he pushed for criminal justice reform while in office. Further, though, here's the big quote. "The drug war," Holder said, "the drug war, I think, is over." Now, certainly calling it the drug war should be over, he said, but the battle against the narcotics problem in this country has to go on. We need to take some different approaches, and it should not all be seen as just a criminal justice problem. It ought to be seen as a public health issue.
Now, one more thing from this article that is definitely worth mentioning. Moving cannabis to a lower schedule or removing it altogether would not all of a sudden make it legal under federal law.
Really?
But it would open the door for further scientific research that is needed in order to wind up expanding knowledge of the substance.
So I guess I don't understand how, if you remove it from the schedule, it would still be illegal under federal law, just to be because there's a law about, was it the tax stamps or whatever on?
Well, the tax stamp was thrown out in 1960. Before Nixon did his thing of creating the Controlled Substances Act. But if you move it from Schedule 1 to, say, Schedule 2 or Schedule 3, then there's still
prohibition. No, I understand that it's illegal to have scheduled narcotics. I get that.
Right.
But if you remove it from the schedule entirely, then I wouldn't expect it would be illegal at that point.
There's probably still something that they would wind up coming up with.
Because isn't New Hampshire's implementation of the war on drugs basically to say, well, whatever's on this federal schedule over here is what's illegal.
They certainly have that, plus then there are other things that they list by name, cannabis being one of them.
Right. But if it were off the federal schedule, it'd be a huge thing to have actually occur. And so, you know, again, kudos to him for making this statement. And he is kind of falling in line with the typical, sort of what is becoming more of a typical government statement about marijuana is that, well, it's still a problem, and we need to deal with it through, you know, the health system, not the criminal justice system. And that's, it's barely a step in the right direction, in my opinion, because now you're talking about forcing people into treatment programs rather than putting them in prison. It's better, but it's not that much better, because if you've got somebody who's just a user of marijuana, as we discussed again, the difference between users and abusers, these people don't need to go to a treatment program. They don't have a problem.
And so, I say we need to copy what Portugal did.
Full decrim for every drug.
Full decrim and open up the treatment centers to where more people can go get treatment.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.